Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show serving up hot and fresh. The Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson. And you, as we get ready for Packers at 9 or 7:15 on Saturday night. Don't forget to get a better breakfast at Wendy's. Buy any breakfast sandwich and get any size drink in a Wendy's cup for free. Hot coffee, Diet Coke, vanilla frosticino, chocolate frosticino, whatever you want to drink. You get it for free when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. That obviously is the key during breakfast hours. So, you know, if you go at night, you're not going to get that deal. You got to go while they're serving breakfast in the morning. And if you do that, you can get hooked up with a free beverage, which obviously is a beautiful thing. Wendy's Big Show broadcasting live from the Lakeland University Studios with online learning and 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Joining Gary Ellerson, myself, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Now on the Schneider Orange Hotline is Greg Bedard, founder of the Boston Sport of BostonSportsJournal.com. Follow him on Twitter at Greg A. Bedard. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Greg, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Well, I guess first we'll start with your team, and then we'll work our way to McCarthy. Patriots, Belichick, I'll be honest, all last week I was picking the Patriots because I thought Belichick would figure out a way to confuse Josh Allen and make life difficult, and Josh Allen just played out of his mind in that game.
I would not say. Did he play well? Yeah. Did the Bills basically play a perfect game on offense? Yes. Did the Patriots put up no fight because they don't have the horses, and they have executed like total crap basically since their bye week in the last 5 games? Yes. That result did not surprise me one bit. I picked the Bills 27-17 coming in. I thought that they would win rather comfortably. I was saying last week after the Dolphins game, my podcast and also on radio around here, that I thought that the chances were higher that the Patriots would get wiped off the field on Saturday night, and that's exactly what happened. They're not good enough. Josh Allen is not that good. Is he good? Yes. Has he come a long ways? Yes. He's not going to do that to the Chiefs this weekend. I can guarantee you that. This is the same guy who completed 51% of his passes against the Falcons, the Panthers, and the Jets through, I think, 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 1 fumble. That's the same guy in the last month of the season. The Patriots are just terrible. They're awful on defense. Some of their key guys are nicked up. Some of them are just old. They just don't have the horses to match up with the Bills. And to me, you know, once we got past the weather game in Buffalo, the first one, which I thought was the great equalizer for the Patriots, what they've done in the last 2 games, they haven't punted, has not surprised me one bit.
And no, and that's the thing with Josh Allen is, can he do it again? Can he be consistent? Because I haven't seen him a lot, but I saw some of the throws that he made in that game. I think he had one rolling to the right where he threw it on a dime. I mean, he has made in this particular game some great plays. And I thought they used him better too. I mean, I thought the game plan was simply around Josh Allen, who's I think is probably the best player on the field. And so can Buffalo or can he actually do that again? I think that he can though, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I've seen a lot of this team. I've seen, you know, Allen's whole career. You know, you have to understand that Brian Daboll is a former Patriots assistant who knows exactly what the Patriots are trying to do on defense and is probably the best game planner against them. That play to Dawson Knox that you're talking about, to me, starts with a three-man rush with dropping three big guys who, you know, to let him hold on to the ball for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You have to – look, Josh Allen, I've seen, you know, every Patriots game. I've seen a lot of his games in his career. Mm-hmm. He's become a lot better than I ever thought he was going to be. So credit to him and the Bills and Daboll and what they've surrounded him with. Mm-hmm. But these are the things that you know in every Josh Allen game. He's going to make four or five throws that not many other people can make in a game. Mm-hmm. If you put him under duress, if you do the right things, he will throw two or three balls to you. He didn't do that in this game because the Patriots just are terrible up front. Right. Matthew Judon, through 12 games, was arguably, you can make a case that he was NFL Defensive Player of the Year. In the last five games, he completely fell off a map. Didn't do anything in that game, didn't start, was part of a package. Christian Barmore, their excellent rookie, he got hurt last game. He was a shell of himself. Those two guys were the only guys who could generate a pass rush all season for this team. You wondered if it went away, what would happen. And the other thing with the Patriots is they traded Stephon Gilmore, you know, which you make that of what you will. But everybody knew that left the Patriots thin at man cover corners. And then they lost Jonathan Jones, their slot guy. They had no guys who could play man coverage. The second half of the season, they played some, you know, really crappy teams when they went on a 7-game run. They could play zone, and as I was telling people the whole time, this is fine if you continue to get pressure on the quarterback. If you don't, then you're going to get picked apart, and that's what's happened over the last month of the season.
All right, let's move on to the Dallas Cowboys. Mike McCarthy, he's getting a lot of heat all over the place. I just don't understand it. The pre-snap penalties were awful. They're the most penalized team in the NFL, so I guess it shouldn't surprise you that it had a lot of penalties. To me, maybe McCarthy shares some of the blame. Dak Prescott, I mean, a lot of these guys didn't show up either.
Yeah, I just, you know, I have a lot of respect for Mike. A lot of his warts that have showed up in Dallas are some of my criticisms from when he was in Green Bay. I just think he has too much belief in his own system, how he does things. He thinks it's proven. You know, he has the Super Bowl title that he can flash, you know, which is all well and good. But I don't think he runs a tight enough ship. You know, the penalties are absolutely on Mike. Some of the decisions in that game, you know, the fake punt, and then what happened after that was just a complete disaster.
Awesome.
What happened on the final snap, you know, he could say whatever he wants, but, you know, most NFL coaches coach that, you know, you can't get off a play and clock the ball in less than 18 seconds. And for them to try to do that there and not execute it properly, you know, goes to coaching. And so I think that Mike was part of the problem here. Obviously, Dak did not play well at times in this game. But I think that is a talented team that needed a tighter ship, and Mike just does not run that.
So if he loses his gig in Dallas, is he going to get another job after this one?
I can't see it. I don't know. I don't know how that can happen. I mean, if he loses his job, what is that, 2 years?
Yep.
And, you know, and people will look at this as a talented rod. I don't see how that happens. I mean, he's at least going to have to go somewhere and be a successful offensive coordinator for a while to get another shot. I mean, I would be shocked if the Cowboys moved on from him just because, look at how long the Joneses sat by Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
You know, and he did have a really good record. But, you know, part of the things that are going to make things interesting here is that, you know, Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore are very hot candidates. It looks like Dan Quinn, from the rumors around the league, is the favorite in Denver. The Cowboys love both of those guys. Jason Garrett was in similar fashion, and he was named like assistant head coach and, you know, back before he was Cowboys coach. So because of those two guys being very hot candidates, I could see, you know, something could happen there in Dallas.
Well, so this is what I'm puzzled about then there in Dallas. So is it Mike McCarthy's offense? Is it Kellen Moore's offense? Who's calling the plays? I mean, all that is just – all that is kind of weird to me how that's working in Dallas. In Green Bay, you knew what it was. It was Mike. But it, this is – I just don't know what to make of who's doing what there.
As far as I know, it's – you know, I think it's a blend of Moore and McCarthy's offense, but Moore's clearly calling the plays. But, you know, look, Mike's the head guy at the end of the day.
That last play, did Mike call that play or did Kellen Moore call that play?
Oh, it's got to be the head coach. The head coach has to make the decision there. I'm like, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to win the game. This is how we're going to execute it. It's, you know, it's on him. You know, Mike gives the directive to Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore, you know, discusses it with Dak, and then, you know, it's on him to execute it. But it's that situation, it's the head coach.
All right, 49ers-Packers. What's your first initial thought on that matchup?
Well, I like that the Packers, you know, had the bye and the rest, and I think that's good for Rodgers. You know, I think that the Niners are – I think it's going to be a very tough game. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I think it'll go down to the end, you know, because either way, if the 49ers get up or they're behind, it's going to become a game. The 49ers are just – they make too many critical mistakes, whether it's Garoppolo plus, you know, some of Shanahan's decisions. I like the Packers in this spot. The 49ers are a little bit beat up. I mean, they lost, you know, Bosa, you know, who knows with Bosa. You know, Fred Warner was on a bum ankle at the end of that game. He didn't even get back into the game. Those are two very key guys for them. You know, I don't love the Packers. You know, I love Rodgers, and the 49ers have had issues in the secondary all year. But, you know, the 49ers will bring it. So I look for a close game.
Talking with Greg Bedard, founder of BostonSportsJournal.com. Great website, covers all the sports out in the Boston area. Follow him on Twitter at Greg A. Bedard. How much, I mean, you've been in Green Bay, now you're out there on the East Coast too, so you're all about cold weather games and football stadiums, outdoor football stadiums like Green Bay, and then obviously the Patriots. And Rob Domofsky from ESPN put out the fact that Garoppolo, I believe, has never played in an NFL game outside of taking a couple kneel downs under 40 degrees, and they're talking about a low of like 9 on Saturday in Green Bay. How much of a believer are you in cold weather impacting NFL games?
It depends on the conditions. You know, I look for the wind a lot. Like, you know, at Buffalo the other night was, you know, really cold, but there wasn't much wind. And, you know, Mac Jones, I just got done watching the Patriots film. And Mac Jones is a kid from Jacksonville. He played at Alabama. He had not shown well in the colder games this season that he's been part of, but I thought he played great the other night. I mean, I think that, to me, especially coming off this Bills-Patriots game, you know, I look for, you know, youth. I think that the 49ers are a little bit older of a team. I think the cold hurts them. I think it shows off more. It slows people down. The younger you are, the better legs that you have, I think it serves you well in the cold weather. I mean, you know, Jimmy, I do worry about a little bit in the cold weather. I don't think he's the toughest guy in the world, but, you know, he'll execute. He just always makes, you know, some sort of mistake.
You know, you bring up Mac Jones, and Gary was talking about watching Jimmy Garoppolo over the weekend and thinking about, you know, if Jordan Love could just be Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, could that be good enough to maybe get this Packers team back to another Super Bowl if and when Aaron Rodgers eventually leaves? You guys are trying to replace Brady, obviously, out there in New England. And do you think, I mean, it's early, obviously, it's 1 year, but do you think Mac Jones could be good enough to get that team back?
Yes. It's been where I've been all the way back to training camp where I said, you know, I think he's the guy. I don't know he's the guy yet because it's so early, but what I've seen over the balance of the season, considering what he's had around him, a bunch of, you know, new guys who, you know, they're probably not even, you know, a quarter of an inch into the Patriots playbook with, you know, not only a rookie quarterback, but, you know, Aguilar, you know, the two tight ends, Kendrick Bourne, all those guys were new to the offense too. And so they're going to need time to grow. You know, I was really encouraged by Mac Jones in this game. I thought he showed well. He He was one of the few players that did on that offense. And so, you know, I'm inching more towards saying he's definitely the guy. I'm not quite there yet. I do think this season the Patriots, their number one plan was Garoppolo and, like, say, a Mac Jones as a rookie and going with that for the first year. But I think they're – actually, I know they are very happy with Mac Jones internally, and they feel like he is the guy for them.
You know, Greg, going back to the Packers again, and Rodgers should be the MVP again. What was your thoughts when you heard about Arcus had to say about Rodgers and voting for the MVP?
Well, I mean, it didn't surprise me. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Hub. He's been around a long time and you know, meant a lot to the game of the NFL and also, you know, the media. He's been, you know, Pro Football Weekly and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't surprise me. There's always guys, you know, whether it's Baseball Hall of Fame or what have you, there's always guys who sort of, you know, lose the perspective on, you know, what their vote means. I do not have, you know, one of those votes. You know, they make their decisions as far as that. To me, I go by, you know, sort of the letter of the law. And, you know, if, you know, I've heard Peter King talk in the past that it's only about, like, on the field.
Right.
That's the only thing I consider. You know, I don't, you know, it kind of is what it is. And so, you know, it's unfortunate. It's not surprising. It happens in every sport. And, you know, you just hope it's sort of in the margin for error and those guys don't, you know, swing big awards. I mean, but to me, you know, Rodgers would have my vote. This year, but, you know, Tom Brady has a very convincing argument as well, especially, you know, sort of what's gone on down there in Tampa.
What about Coach of the Year? Everybody around here obviously thinks LaFleur should be it. I've seen a lot of pull for Vrabel. Gets a lot of talk. I think Zach Taylor gets screwed in this whole thing. I don't think he gets enough pub for what he did in Cincinnati.
Well, I'll just say this. To me, it's no doubt Mike Vrabel. I mean, I just think what the Tennessee Titans have been through to be the number one seed in the AFC, I don't care what happens in the postseason. You know, I saw the Titans come into Foxborough and basically be almost within one score halfway through the fourth quarter without, you know, Henry and Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. I mean, a half a roster. And to me, he's clearly the coach of the year, did more with less. And look, Zach Taylor's a nice story. The Bengals are a nice story. You know, I just think they benefited by their division completely falling apart with COVID and injuries. None of those teams were very good at the end of the year. And so I think that kind of put it up, you sort of boosted them up. And I think at one point I was looking and they played like the 32nd ranked schedule in the league. And so, you know, to me, it's clearly Mike Vrabel. There's no debate to me.
There he is, Greg Bedard. Make sure to follow him on Twitter as well. A great follow on Twitter at Greg A. Bedard. And check out his website. He's done a great job over the years. BostonSportsJournal.com. How long have you had that thing up and going now, Greg?
We are in our fifth year.
That's awesome.
Believe it or not. So, yep.
That's great. Good job. There he is, Greg Bedard. Follow him on Twitter at Greg A. Bedard. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Greg Bedard. Again, BostonSportsJournal.com on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. I want to talk about his comment there about McCarthy and may not get hired again as a head coach if he loses his Dallas job. We'll talk about that next on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.